Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 250, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it, because Paul is not offering you a breathing technique or a mindset shift. He is not saying, think positive and you'll feel better. He is pointing to something altogether different, a peace that does not come from inside you, does not depend on your circumstances, and does not wait for everything to be resolved before it shows up. This peace comes from God, and that alone sets it apart from anything this world can offer. Paul says it surpasses all understanding. That matters deeply, because life will put you in situations where logic says you should be falling apart. The numbers don't add up. The diagnosis is frightening. The relationship is broken. Everything in you says panic now, and yet, mysteriously, without explanation, you can still breathe, not because you are strong enough, but because this peace operates where your mind cannot reach. It does not need to make sense to work. And notice what Paul says it does. It guards. That word in the original Greek is a military term. It is the image of a sentinel, a soldier posted at the gate, watchful, with clear orders to keep the enemy out. God's peace is not passive. It doesn't arrive to comfort you after fear has already walked through the door. It patrols. It stands watch. It actively bars the entry of fear and anxiety into what is most vulnerable in you. And God knows exactly what needs protecting, the heart and the mind. He covers both fronts. The heart, where your emotions live, where grief settles in, where hope flickers. And the mind, where thoughts spin in the dark, where anxiety builds its worst-case scenarios, where doubt plants its seeds. No part of you is left unguarded. God covers all of it. But, and this is everything. This peace has an address. It does not float untethered in the air, waiting for you to catch it. It is found in Christ Jesus. That is where it lives. That is where it acts. The peace Paul is describing here is the same peace Jesus promised before he went to the cross. My peace I give to you, a peace the world cannot give, and a peace the world cannot take away. It is anchored in the cross. It is confirmed by the resurrection. It is not a feeling that comes and goes. It is a reality that lives in Christ, and that lives in you when you live in Him. So today, my friend, I want to give you one concrete invitation. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before you check the news, choose one worry, just one. The one that has been sitting in the back of your mind, the one that keeps coming back. Take a piece of paper and write it down, all of it. Then pray out loud. It doesn't have to be polished. It doesn't have to be long. And surrender that worry to God. And then set the paper aside. Don't throw it away, just set it down as a gesture, a physical, concrete gesture that you trusted Him with it, because faith has to land somewhere real. Surrender it and breathe. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.